committee to order. The members present are Phillips, Kelly, and Sharp. I'd like to introduce Department of Transportation personnel that's with us, Keith Gerken, Ron Lynn, and Katie McHugh, and Tracy Kramer with the OMB office. You want to introduce yourself?
I'm Tim Sullivan. I'm with Senator Kelly's office.
Okay.
I'm Robert Ames, and I'm with the Department of Transportation.
Robert Ames? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, did you want a motion to allow the chairman to introduce legislation without having to go through the committee every time?
Yeah.
Then I would, Mr. Chairman, I would move that the chairman be given the discretion to introduce legislation for the Senate Transportation Committee without having to confer with the committee on every occasion.
Okay, I will add that it's my intention, wherever possible, to let committee members know before any legislation is filed by the committee of what's coming down the pike for any last-minute comments they might make. But yes,
I'd ask unanimous consent.
Any objection to that motion?
Yes, sir. Got that out of the way.
Unanimous.
3-0.
In your folder, there's Transportation Committee procedures for that we will try to adhere to, so.
In your folder.
Oh, in my folder.
Thanks.
Okay.
We can share.
Your office
program here, okay.
On that. Your offices have been copied on that, but that's the
mail. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's standard boilerplate
requirements
for bills that you sponsor or carrying in the committee. I guess this time I'd ask if there's any individual committee members, do you have any particular points of interest that you would like the committee to consider in future meetings? But Senator Phillips.
I'd like to really to look into last round, put it simply.
Okay, we have also been approached on that from some constituents, and we have tentatively scheduled February 9th a overview from the Alaska Railroad on what their plans are for involvement in not only rail transportation but other areas.
Extracurricular activities.
Right.
Yes.
And Steve will be in touch with you getting memos out if we firm that up. It looks like the 9th of February. We're also going to have teleconference to some of the locations. Any teleconference you want set up to any of your areas, let Steve know. And if there's anyone that you want him to alert that is there, or if you want your own office to do it, that's fine. But
no, we'll get a hold of it.
There's areas in the in my community that's interested in participating in the teleconference on that one. So
well,
I appreciate
let me
that.
Put it this way. What do you plan on doing? I mean, what are the areas you are looking to maybe...
On the railroad?
No, just on anything dealing with surface, air, or water transportation.
I have interests in naturally the Dalton Highway. I have interest in new highway construction to see what is coming down the road on that. I have interest on this railroad situation on their expansion in other areas to find out what they're agenda is, particularly if they intend on taking on any debt and becoming an equity partner in these operations. I think would be of interest to the legislators. The intention, as far as the committee is concerned, I talked with Representative Foster, chairman of the Transportation Committee in the House, and anytime we can, we want to coordinate joint hearings on bills that they have an interest in to expedite and save time, not only our time, but the people in the department's time on any particular items that they have a common interest in house transportation. So that'll be one area where I hope we can move along on mutual items of interest. Other than that, I'm basically would like the committee members to keep the chair informed on their items of interest as well as anything their constituents may want.
Another I know the governor has got an experimental plan, or whatever you want to call it, for Northern Route going from Bering Sea to Europe. And I know it is probably closer to commerce than economic development, but I'd like to, you know, for the committee to...
Sea Route.
Yeah, the Sea Route. But I think we should have a presentation by them, a very short one, so we know what they're doing. And it does involve transportation.
Okay.
I know it's probably more heavily towards economic and commerce and economic development, but I'd still like to know what they're doing. You know, this is for general education information purposes.
Good.
Let's
know it.
Yes.
That's all I can think of right off the top of my head.
See, there's one other item I wanted to. Oh. Next. Let's see. This Thursday, we'll be having a joint meeting on ICE-T, 3:30 with Senate Finance. And people will present the program and be open for questions at that time. We're going to teleconference it to Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau, or Anchorage and Fairbanks. Listen only to the teleconference at this time, just to share the information.
That's in the Senate Finance Room.
Senate Finance Room at 3:30
Thursday.
This coming Thursday. Welcome, Senator Lincoln.
Thank you.
February 2nd, we intend on having a formal hearing on Executive Order 87. And the department will be involved in the presentation on that overview. On the public buildings facilities executive order. Other than that, bills in our committee at this time, is the executive order, 87, SGR 18, the dedicated fund motor fuel tax proposal, SB 16 by Senator Ellis on the Ada Bond seafood processing facility is referred to the committee, and SB 38, Senator Taylor's Salem Railroad. That's what we have to date.
Is that the short list or the long list?
That's the list at this time. I'm sure we'll...
Mr. Chairman, something did occur to me. I am a supporter of the Cordova Highway and also the Whittier Road. And anything that this committee could do to help those two projects along, I would appreciate.
Okay. Fine. Senator Lincoln, we have noted that...
In my district, you're talking about.
Absolutely, statewide project.
We've noted that this Thursday, we'll have the joint meeting with Senate Finance at 3:30 on the ICE-T proposal presented by the department in Senate Finance Room. It'll be teleconferenced at this time. It's set up to be teleconferenced, listen only, to Fairbanks and Anchorage. And if you would like it, any hookups anywhere else, let my staff know, and we'll try to arrange it. Prior to your arrival, we were talking, I'd ask any other committee members any particular items of interest that they have now that they would like to pass to the chair. I will make note of it, and if and in the future also, if you have anything that you would think that the committee should have public hearings on, or items of interest in your particular area, by all means, let the chairman know and the staff.
Mr. Chairman, if it is appropriate to do so now, I guess I was with the understanding that we were going to go through the process with the commissioner today, but apparently that's not. We're just kind of getting together to find out the direction that we're going. Is that it?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, the organizational and the members' items of interest they would maybe like to schedule, or at least let the rest of the committee know. That we can discuss in the future. The setup on Executive Order 87 is February 2nd.
A couple of things, Mr. Chairman, that I had a concern about, and I appreciate my colleague bringing up some of the areas in my district. But the Dalton Highway is an area of concern that I have, I think, as well as, I don't know if that's in your district, Representative Sharp.
It's on the
But that whole maintenance of the Dalton Highway is a concern. Not only maintenance, but the whether it should be open or closed. I also had on my list that if we could have a current status on the Copper River Highway and the current status on the Battles Road that is off of the Dalton Highway.
Right.
And the also the Marine Highway service in the Prince William Sound, what is, and that might go with the status of the highway, what is the future of the ferry system and ferries for the Prince William Sound if a road should go through.
Okay. We might be able to do some long-term projections on that from the Alaska Highway Marine System, but that would probably be 4 or 5 years down the road at least, where you can sure get an expression of policy then.
Mm-hmm. I think that's my short list.
Okay. I, too, have an interest naturally in the Dalton Highway, as well as the maintenance, as well as redesign and improvement with federal funds on areas that are not available now to possibly reduce future maintenance costs, or at least get some feeling on benefits there. And we'll try to arrange a department overview on that in the future. That's about all I have for today, although I would ask if there's any comments from the people in the department on anything they would like to bring our attention, or...
Let me just throw this out on you. It's my feeling that the standing committee, in this case, transportation, also should be the members of the subcommittee of finance. In other words, at least the most of us, with the conflicts of time and scheduling and all that, I just feel that, this committee sets the policy. Finance figures out if the policy can equal the dollars and so on and so forth. And I think it would expedite things a lot faster for us to get out of here in a reasonable amount of time so we can get back home and doing it in that fashion. So wherever possible, I just want to throw this out as a suggestion. Now, I don't know, Georgianne, did you make a bid for the subcommittee on finance?
Yeah, if I would like, it depends on how many slots that I get on the finance subcommittee, and transportation was not the first choice that I had. So, I mean, if I'm going to get only one slot or two slots, I don't know. Then I would like to, rather than just having it a blanket transportation committee, I'd like to be able to select.
You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah. Sure.
I think it's a
good. I agree with you too.
Frankly, we're setting the policy here, sort of. But in the past, as I've seen it, the standing committee sets the policy and the finance changes it. All the time. And I think we should be working together with finance, and by doing that, what I mean by that is the members of this committee, or at least most of us, if it's all possible, should be on that subcommittee so you can mesh the two together instead of wasting a whole bunch of time. Here's a piece of legislation, goes up, and they look at it, and they don't know what's going on, and then you spend a lot of time going back and forth. So I'm making that suggestion with all the committees online. To expedite us to get us out of here in a reasonable amount of time.
I've requested the co-chairs that the finance committee be substantially represented on the finance subcommittee. How that comes down, if
right.
I ask today again when we would see those lists, and they said
yeah.
Soon.
Yeah, that's what I heard that too. But anyway, I think that should be our policy,
right.
Not only with this committee but all the other committees, so we can better have a good representation and also expedite things out of here. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yes, I think that's an excellent idea. But I'd like to know.
Well,
so
do
I,
but,
I get,
I'm in the same boat.
You
can have
mine.
I had your slots. Which ones did you get?
I'll be here.
So Senator Kelly's only interested in getting multiple buys on new state ferries.
Right.
Good deal.
Yeah, listen, 20% discount, two or more.
Any other comments from the committee?
It was on sale. It was on sale. How could you afford not to buy two of them?
No other comments from the committee? Any comments from anyone from the department?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Keith Gerton, Deputy Commissioner, you touched in a couple of your suggested topics on some things which we share as being priorities. Certainly the new federal highway bill, ICE-T, has changed the way we do business significantly, us and other DOTs around the country. That was Congress's intention, and it's working. We have a lot more flexibility here than we used to have in terms of what roads are eligible, but it's made a big difference in how we have to look at how to program project and select project priorities for our spending plan. And Thursday at 3:30, we'll give an overview of how that law has came about just a year ago now, what we've done in the last 12 months to react and change that, how we're approaching taking advantage of some of the new opportunities for things that they call enhancements, things we couldn't spend the money on before. We actually have some set-asides for those kinds of programs. We have minimum expenditures we must make according to federal law. So we'll go through that, and that will color a lot of, sense, if you knew anything about how the federal highway program worked before, it almost doesn't matter. It's so new. This will be kind of a primer on what's happening. Another issue, which I'm sure you'll see in the committee, is a proposal to a constitutional amendment for a dedicated fund for fuel taxes. We see that as the best long-term means for ensuring that the maintenance that's so important to the system can be preserved. We're not talking about taxes at this point. We're simply talking about the mechanism for dedicating whatever level of taxes the legislature or future legislature would prescribe would go to the maintenance of the highway system, the airports, the marine highway system, and ports and harbors around the state. You mentioned the buildings merger, and we will be talking about that in a week or two. That is essentially consolidating what's going on now in other agencies for buildings into one place to give it some focus. Replacement vessel for the ferry, I think you've probably seen from looking at the governor's capital budget, it's the largest single item we're requesting this year.
How much is it?
I think the request is actually approximately $57 million.
$66 million.
The cost of the vessel is actually over $80 million with some other funds, some force spill response funds appropriated. We also have an initiative in Washington, D.C. to use this ship as a centerpiece of a program to show that the American shipbuilding industry can build such a ship today. The industry is in tough shape. The Navy and defense expenditures are pulling out of those shipyards. It fits very well in the new president's plan to try to provide some new jobs and invigorate the economy.
Is that federal money? Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Is that federal money?
The 66 is federal highway money. Yes.
I see.
And so that's a big expenditure. It's a replacement vessel. And we're faced with the Malaspina, the ship it would replace, with a very large expenditure over the next several years of work on that ship, even if we were to keep it, $45 million worth of repair work. And what you've got when you're done is what you've got when you start. So if we're looking at a ship that will be our second ocean-going ship, Tustamina being the only one now, one that will be able to work throughout the system and be able to substitute in the Southwest system when the Tustamina is down, something that we can't do at the moment. There are a couple of other bills I think you'll see here. There's two also as a result of new federal laws, one which will require motorcycle riders to wear helmets. I'm sure you'll enjoy that one. I know we will.
I can see them in the step.
Without the helmets.
without the helmets, yeah.
We'll need the helmets.
There's, there's another one which requires that we look at revoking driver's licenses of people convicted of drug offenses. Both those, a failure to deal with either of those, have penalties with either the transfer of money out of out of the construction program or the sanctioning of money, basically losing of that money to the state to several tens of millions of dollars. So they'll both be unavoidable issues to deal with in one way or another. There's probably issues of the organization of the department you'll want to hear about. As in the last several years, as general fund budget has been under increasing pressure, we've been looking more and more at different ways to organize the department in terms of making the overhead as small as possible. I think some of you were there for the Senate Finance Overview. We showed that basically the things we show as being overhead are administrative services, our planning, our design and construction engineers that don't charge the projects, all added up are about 2.5% of the money that the department spends in a given year. We think that's low, but we're also looking, as general funds go down, at ways to make that even less in terms of the total dollars. That's caused us to take some pretty difficult and hard looks at how we're organized. As I think you're all pretty familiar, we have a regional organization. We've been organized that way for several years. We think it works real well. We think, given the size of the state, it's a way to have people who are in charge of what's going on closer to what is going on. At the same time, it probably would cost us less to have a more centralized organization. Of course, that means a lot of changes. That means changes in the way we deal with the public, the way we deal with the legislature, and the way we deal with our employees. And we have been looking at those kind of things over the last year. And we've at least in our view right now, there are only a few elements that we're really going to continue to pursue. One of them is looking at a different way to organize our planning functions, and we're doing that at the moment. But we've really put on hold any other drastic changes in our organization. But we can talk about what we've learned in this last 6 to 12 months and looking at our organization and seeing what's happened. A couple of the items you brought up, things like Cordova Road, Whittier Road, Dalton, things like that. I mean, I could give you a little information right now if you wanted about some of those issues and what's happening, or we could have make some of those specific items for you to hear about at later meetings. Some of them are easy, and some of them are as complex as you'd like to make.
It's a pleasure in the committee. We'll probably get a pretty good overview at the capital budget time on those projects. We might want an update on the funds that was allocated last year for those projects for the environmental studies and preliminary designs. Senator Lincoln.
Mr. Chairman, I think I'd rather wait until later when we have something before us that you can hand out and have it maybe an organized presentation.
Fine, we'll do it that way then, on the new highway projects. And we'll schedule something with you on it. Anything else?
Mr. Chairman, he raised another issue that I meant to bring up also for us to look at, and that is with airports, small airports, the dedicated fuel tax, of how that's dedicated, and what is the plan for maintenance and or new expansions of small airports? What's in the plan?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Lincoln, on the last part of your question in terms of what projects we have proposed for expansion, that's probably one best when we sit down and look at the whole six-year spending plan. We're continuing to get in about $50 million a year in Federal Aviation Improvement Program, federal dollars for expanding and reconstructing airports throughout the state. That bill, like ICE-T, is a multi-year bill. It expires, I think, in the current federal fiscal year. Everything we've heard is that Congress will write something very similar to it to the future. So we see the funding being fairly flexible, I mean fairly consistent with what's been in the past. And our six-year plan is really the document that we'll come and show you from last year and show you the revisions to talk about what projects we now have in the hopper to be to use those monies over the next several years. The dedicated fund would work for airports as it would for the other modes. What essentially the constitutional amendment that be put before the voters would say is that whatever revenues are received from this mode, the mode being airports, highways, marine highways, or harbors, whatever is received within that mode can only be spent on the maintenance of facilities within that mode, meaning that the current aviation fuel tax, the current lease receipts we have at airports, landing fees that we receive at airports would all go into an account for airport maintenance. It would not be for construction or improvements. It would be only for maintenance, according to the language which we proposed in the last legislature. There have been proposals that it be able to be used for more than maintenance. We don't think that's a good idea. It would all have to be appropriated by the legislature each year in a budget. All it really means is it says that it cannot go for some other purpose.
That's a rural system only. That doesn't include the two international airports.
That's true. The international airports currently have their own funding source and would be independent. And Mr. Chairman, you introduced everybody earlier. Randy Simmons came in more recently. Randy's the other deputy commissioner.
Aren't there three airports in the system? Isn't it Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau?
No, Juneau is owned by the city of Burlington and owned by Poverty.
Is Juneau profitable, by the way? I mean, does it carry its own?
Juneau carries its own pretty close, yes.
Some years ago, it used to lose money, not a great amount. It used to be subsidized out of general tax revenues. In the last 3 or 4 years at least, I believe it's broken even or made. They actually make money in some ways, depending on how you look at it. I think they've actually earned enough to pay a portion of some capital expenditures there as well. So
yes.
It's paying more than it's operating.
But it's a municipal load, not a state.
That's correct.
Budget.
That's right. We don't have anything to do with that one.
Well, Mr. Chairman, what I was thinking is not to have you respond to that particular question on dedicated tax now, but also have that as an agenda item at some later time, because I have a number of questions about it.
That was mentioned earlier.
Senator Phillips.
I want to make a request to the committee. Seeing that I'm on budget and audit, I mean, every year there's some kind of audits always going on with various departments. I'd like for Steve to get a hold of Jerry Burnett in my office and get the audits on DOT. Maybe we ought to have a meeting to see the recommendations that the budget audit guys have made and how many have been completed and how many have not. And those who have not, let's find out why not. I probably goes into the internal affairs of DOT, but I think the committee ought to, you know, at least review what the audit guys have done and see where the problems are and where they're doing well and where they're not doing so well.
Very good.
So I'll just get a hold of Gary.
As a member with you on budget, I would be interested in that also. Any further from committee members? Are you done, Keith?
Okay. If there's nothing further, we'll adjourn the meeting to the joint meeting.